Time for Sarah Knight Adamson. She's Hollywood 360's national movie critic, and each week reviews a new film release. Sarah, take it away.
Hi, Carl, and hello to all of our listeners. Tonight, I'm going to review the TV series Outer Banks Season 3 on Netflix and the film Creed 3 playing in theaters. Outer Banks is a teen drama with action and mystery. It's set in a coastal town along the Outer Banks of North Carolina. In the series, there's a glaring social divide between the wealthy seasonal residents, nicknamed the Kooks, and the working-class locals, named the Pokes.
From the very beginning, it was always Kooks and Pokes. Some people with everything, and some with nothing. That's the way it's always been.
A group of Pogue teenagers, with John B., played by Chase Stokes, as the leader, are on the hunt to find his missing dad. Madeline Klein plays Sarah Connor, a wealthy kook who falls in love with John B. The group discovers a famous treasure tied to John B.'s father. I love the beautiful scenery, the nonstop action, and the teens' friendship. I'd say 3 stars out of 4. Next up, Creed 3. Michael B. Jordan stars, directs, and shares screenplay credit. It's the sequel to Creed 2 and the 9th film in the Rocky film series. The film stars Tessa Thompson as Creed's wife and Jonathan Majors as his former friend who's just back from prison.
How long were you locked up?
18 years, bro. Just got out last week.
Glad to have you back out, huh?
I know I've been away a long time, but I kept myself in shape. I still got gas in the tank.
Come by the gym. Thank you.
Wow, the choreography of the fight scenes is incredible. I enjoyed the storyline between the two boxers and seeing Tessa Thompson in her role. I say 3.5 stars out of 4. Be sure to check out Outer Banks Season 3, streaming on Netflix now, and Creed 3 in theaters. This is Sarah Knight Adamson, your national film critic for Sarah's Backstage Pass.